Today's the day of the invitation, the last day of the rains. Instead of having the Parimokkha, the monks will invite one another. What that means is they open the opportunity for other people to express any doubts they may have about their behavior in terms of what precepts they may have broken, which they haven't made amends for. Throughout the year, otherwise, if someone wants to accuse someone of having committed an offense that they haven't made amends for, they have to ask permission first of the person. And the person has the right to deny permission. Now, there are other ways of putting pressure on the person, but if the person denies the request, it stays denied. Except for this last day of the rains, this is the ideal time to settle issues in the Sangha. The monks have lived together for 3 months. They know one another. So if anyone makes an accusation, they know the accuser, they know the person being accused, and they have a sense of who might be right, who might be wrong, and then they go into the issue. If they see that the accuser knows what he's talking about, and if it turns out that the accused is violent, and will try to get back at the person who accused him, the next day is the day when the rains is over, so the accuser can go, get out. So you can make the accusation and then leave if you see necessary. Meanwhile, the Sangha has the opportunity to deal with the issue. And if there are no accusations at all, it's a sign that the people there living together have seen one another, and it's a way of giving their stamp of approval on one another's behavior. Back in the days when monks were wandering around, it was useful to have that kind of stamp of approval. So this is the day for that. And it embodies an important principle in the practice, which is that when you do something wrong, you should be able to admit it. Because only when you admit it can you make amends. Only then can you improve your behavior. If you're willing to listen to other people point out your faults, as the Buddha said, it's something like pointing out treasure, areas where you can make improvements in your life. So this willingness to admit your faults and the willingness to listen to criticism is an important part of the practice. We have a whole day set aside for it, especially. But it's supposed to inspire the rest of the year as well. Of course, all this applies to the monks, it also applies to lay people. There are many cases in the canon where people have done wrong and they admit it to the Buddha. And as the Buddha said, this is a cause for growth in the Dhamma and Vinaya, the noble ones, is when you recognize a mistake, admit it, and then resolve not to repeat it. This is embodied in his teachings to Rahula in the very beginning. Admit your mistakes, look for your mistakes, admit them, and then try to improve yourself from that point on. Because this is what the practice is all about, is improving your actions. We suffer because of our actions, but we can also change our actions so we don't have to suffer. That's the Buddha's message. We're not stuck in our old ways, so we don't have to be stuck in our old ways. We can make improvements in our lives by being very careful about what we do and say and think, and looking very careful at the results of what we've done, said, and thought. We may feel that we have good intentions, but sometimes good intentions are not enough because they may have some delusion in them. And so this willingness to listen to criticism is a way of overcoming that delusion. So your good intentions become skillful intentions. And it's those skillful intentions that we can develop on the path. One even one Mahatma.